don't be scared of, you know, trying raw milk, because it's going to be better for you. And it's going to be better for your children.
You know, I heard a lot about raw milk, like the nutrients in it. I wanted to try it out, and that's when I started having complications.
Drinking raw milk is becoming a more common holistic practice, but experts say it poses health risks. I'm Sarah Ellis, and today we'll examine a growing trend of people turning their backs on pasteurization here on the Carolina Connection podcast from the UNC Hussman School of Journalism and Media. CrossFit Chapel Hill has what you would expect in a gym: iron dumbbells, pull-up bars, weight benches, and a large refrigerator next to the front desk. But instead of energy drinks and protein shakes, the refrigerator contains products made from raw milk, which has not been pasteurized to kill bacteria or microbes.
We're just getting just a half gallon of milk today.
This is Ty Perry, a Chapel Hill native and father who's been drinking raw milk for the last year, and says it's a healthy and nutritious food for his 2-year-old son.
I do feel more confident with our son's growth and just his development. He's struggled with eating and diet, and so having just like a natural whole milk has been helpful for him to gain some weight, which was a problem in his early months.
Another parent, Kelly Stone, says she chooses raw milk to boost the immune systems of her family of five, including her 3 children, all under 10.
I have very healthy children. They like never get sick. And raw milk is really good for your immune system. It gives you all of those like, you know, good gut bacteria that maybe is cooked out when you pasteurize milk. And no, they're like the healthiest kids on the block.
Raw milk is getting more popular. A University of Delaware study found that sales of raw milk increased nationally 21% from 2023 to 2024. According to Nielsen IQ, the raw milk industry made approximately $2.3 billion last year. But selling raw milk for human consumption remains illegal in North Carolina and 22 other states because of the health risks. So dairies that produce it have to find ways to get around those laws. Perry and Stone have one such dairy here in Cedar Grove, North Carolina. As Rob Benner whistles for his cows, they come trotting across the field to greet him.
Every single time that we have a farm tour, I talk people's ears off about what we're doing, and I take them into the creamery and I show them what's going on, and I show them the milk and I show them the tools we use so that they can make that decision with confidence.
Rob and his wife Tracy own Benner Farms, where their 6 cows produce approximately 25 gallons of milk per day.
So we've got milkshake, sprinkle, cookie, latte, Keebler, biscuit, and nutmeg are our milking cows.
Their customers pick it up at the CrossFit gym or here on the farm. The Benners have found ways to legally get milk, cheese, cream, and other raw dairy products to their customers.
In North Carolina, there's 2 ways to sell raw milk. One is through pet milk. So you have to put a huge sign on your bottle that says, like, not for human consumption, pet milk only, The other is to do a herd share. So basically somebody buys stock, a membership in your herd, they become part owner of the herd. And then the state of North Carolina says that if you own a livestock animal, you can do whatever you want with it.
The Benners opened their farm in 2020 with only a few calves. It took a year and a half of care before the cows started producing milk. And Tracy says, since then, it's grown exponentially.
It started really small and people kind of organically started joining, and now we're about 100 members. It used to be just kind of friends and family that were joining, and now it's random people that find us and call, and we have people that drive in from Virginia because raw milk's kind of hard to find.
Advocates for raw milk, like Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and many health influencers on TikTok have helped drive its popularity. Influencers and celebrities claim that raw milk contains a host of beneficial nutrients and vitamins that are destroyed when the milk is heated during pasteurization. The trend has alarmed experts, such as pediatric infectious disease specialist Dr. Ashley Sands, here at Sanford Health, a medical complex in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. She says that the rise in interest in raw milk presents the risk of sickness, but it is a much more severe risk for several vulnerable groups.
The highest risk of these infections are in children and adults who are immune suppressed, and then also our older individuals. So those are the people that I like to protect and keep in the bubble and try not to introduce some of these things that have the potential to be pretty harmful.
Gabe Harris, a professor who was taught in the Food and Bioprocessing Science Department at North Carolina State University since 2007, says one of the misconceptions about milk is that the heat of pasteurization kills off nutrients.
There are a few vitamins which are especially heat sensitive. And that would be, for example, vitamin B2 and also vitamin C. But these are not something that you necessarily need to get from milk.
Harris says in a perfectly sanitized situation, raw milk would be safe to drink, but that's nearly impossible.
If it were possible to have perfectly sterile cows and assure that all of the equipment was perfectly sterile, it is theoretically possible to avoid any of these microbes. The issue is that that is incredibly difficult to do.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, from 1998 through 2018, 221 outbreaks of foodborne illness were linked to raw milk. More than 2,600 people reported being ill, and 228 were hospitalized. But those were only the cases reported. The CDC estimates for every reported case, more than 40 other cases go unreported. And for Las Vegas resident Chris Gray, his case might have gone unreported if he hadn't ended up in the emergency room.
You know, I heard a lot about raw milk, just a lot about like the nutrients in it. And then it's quite a bit different than like pasteurized milk. So I wanted to try it out. The first complication I had was diarrhea. Had that for a few days, I guess. And then I had a fever and that didn't go away for a while. So I was very, very lethargic. I got pretty worried a few times like that I was going to pass out.
After a week of fever and gastrointestinal symptoms, Gray went to the emergency room where doctors tested his blood.
And they called me and then told me that I tested positive for salmonella.
Doctors and nurses at Sanford Health are all too familiar with the risks of foodborne illnesses. Dr. Sands says while cases of salmonella or listeria aren't an everyday occurrence, with the rising popularity of raw milk, she's concerned they might be in the future.
While it thus far, somebody might not have been harmed, there is the potential that the next time you drink the raw milk, it's contaminated with a bad bacteria and leads to a really serious infection.
Back at their farm in North Carolina, the Benners say the process of milking their cows daily with this industrial milk machine and bottling the product for sale is done with the utmost care. Tracy Benner says she feels confident in their safety and sanitation standards.
I mean, I'm pregnant. You know, like, you're not supposed to have raw milk, but, like, I know that we don't have such
There's no E. coli. There's no listeria.
I know
there's
we don't have listeria because we test for it. So I'm not worried about it. Like, yeah. I'm not eating deli meat because that could, because I don't know where it's coming. But I know on my farm that our raw milk is safe. So I'm not worried about it.
I don't understand people's fixation with it being this great evil. We let people drink alcohol to excess. We let people smoke and vape and drink gallons of soda. People are hurting themselves consuming things all the time. And for some reason, raw milk just has this like stigma around it that's so strange.
Despite what the Benners consider a stigma and many doctors consider a risk, customers come to the farm 7 days a week to get their milk or butter or buttermilk, all of it raw. And that's all for this edition of the Carolina Connection podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Sarah Ellis.